I'm Siobhan Brown. I'm on English Literature. I'm 19. I'm running for LGBTQ Student Officer.
Which year are you?
First.
Okay. So you're running to be the next LGBTQ officer. What does this role entail? And what impact does the work of the LGBTQ officer have on the life of students here at Birmingham?
Well, the role itself entails making people aware of the organisation, but more than that, making them... best word for this. Integrating it into student life. So that, personally, I find that people, even though they say, oh, I'm great with gay people and lesbian people and, you know, us, that until they really sit down and think about it and think about in their lives the things they might say or do that could be problematic, they aren't really aware of that, and I want to make that clearer.
Tell me about your time here at university, your involvement with the Guild, and the journey that has led you to entering the race to become the next LGBTQ officer.
I've only been here for a term, but I have become a... the polite term is a guildie. Or I'm always here because of my involvement with Guild Drama. It takes up your life, really, Guild Drama. You don't get to leave. And the association, the LGBTQ association, has also been really important for my time here. I went the first week, I started again, made lots of friends, made a new community, and where I'm from, it's a really small gay community. I can probably name all the gay and lesbian people in the town I live. And so to meet literally hundreds of people was amazing.
Why have you stood for this position?
Well, in all honesty, is no one else was standing, and I didn't want the association to not have someone there to speak for them. Otherwise, we'd have had an empty space there. It would have been harder for us to communicate with the Christian population.
What would you like to achieve as LGBTQ officer if you are successful?
I would like to build better links between my association and other liberation associations, and between my association and other religious societies and political societies, so that by the time I'm finished in the role, LGBTQ people have a very strong support network within other societies and are more visible throughout the societies.
How do you hope to achieve this?
Well, I'd like to run more awareness campaigns, to run more educational campaigns, during Welcome Week especially, to really advertise the speakers that we get for LGBTQ, because normally the speakers we have sort of are just for the society. I want to encourage people that aren't in the association to come and see our speakers, to see our campaigns. Otherwise, we're just campaigning to ourselves.
Why are you the best candidate for this position?
I think, well, to my knowledge, being currently the only candidate, it shows that I really wanted this. I could have sat back and let it stay vacant and been apathetic, but I wanted to show I cared about my association.
How do you think your time in office will compare to that of Samantha, the current LGBTQ officer? What do you think has been her biggest achievement and biggest challenge of this year so far?
Samantha's done amazing work. I want to build on that. And this month, right now, is LGBTQ History Month, and she's really working very hard for a lot of events to make it really inclusive and to make it very public. And she was saying to me that next year, if whoever gets the role, they could do even more to make this month bigger, busier, and bring in more people from outside the association to come and participate. I think the biggest challenge has been that prior to this new term, well, the very first term of the year, there was a lot of issues with our actual association page, and they had to disable comments because we were getting a lot of negativity there. And so this year, she's helped to guide the change in the association page, make it more positive.
How can someone find out more about your campaign?
Well, they can get to me on Twitter. My handle is The Liberal Cynic. And I'm going to make a campaign page, because I can't be complacent and think being the only person there. As far as I know, I'll keep saying that, as far as I know, because I don't know who else is running. Maybe someone else is running. To help me win, because they can always vote for Ron. But why vote Ron when you can vote Siobhan? That's my slogan there.
How can a student vote for you?
Well, on election day, certain students can... There's only certain officers you can actually vote for. So, you get to there, just click on my name on election day. And, reiterate, please don't click on Ron.